It was disappointing. We had plenty of ball, didn't we? And we're probably guilty of panicking a little bit, lacking a little bit of composure there at times. But I thought our last play options were good. We were able to build a lot of pressure through that. But tackles 1-5, we're guilty of panicking and not laying any foundation to play off.
I think it was 6 or 7 goal line dropouts. That must please you.
Yeah, at half time we mentioned about that. We said that's what it was going to take. And we managed to do that. But again, we're guilty of panicking at times and trying to go round sides rather than through them.
How do you look at it, Peter? A point gained or a point lost?
Oh, that's a point in the right direction, I suppose, the way to look at it. You know, we're not real impressed with coming away with a draw, so I'd have to say probably a point lost then.
It was a scrappy game and continuity was hard to come by. Did that suit any team?
No, it was very slippery out there. Saw a few errors in that. And as I said, you know, we had an extra 10 sets, I think it would have been, by the end of it, looking at our stats. And we should have scored more points than we did.
What did you put that down to, Peter?
Oh, look, they defended very well. They were outstanding in defence. But I keep going back to we lack composure at times in attack. What we're doing on the training field, we're still struggling to take it fully into the game. So we've just got to learn to play with a little bit more patience and play a little bit more direct.
Why do you think that's happening, Peter, that you're doing it in the training park and not on the pitch?
Oh, look, I... For one reason or another, I think they get a little bit excited at times out there. They feel as though they have that much possession. They should be getting points, but they're not, and trying to force things that aren't on, and trying to go round sides rather than through them. They used their sliding defence today. Terrific. They were really good in that department.
You said about having 10 more sets, Peter. Is it? Were you not on the money with the ball? Was their defence really good? What's your thoughts on that?
Oh, I think a bit of both. I think, as I said, they were defensively, I thought they were terrific, and I thought we were guilty of lacking composure.
One player, James Robey, you certainly kept him quiet today. That must please.
Yeah. Look, I thought our middle did very well defensively. We did a lot of work on James Robey during the week, and I'll give them a rap for that. Our boys, they were very good, and also Lomax too. We managed to keep him relatively quiet.
Going back before the game, Kirk Eamon was in the squad, Peter, but he didn't make the 17. Was he just not ready this week?
No, he's had a little setback there. There's still a little bit of the infection there, so we're hoping he'll be right next week.
And then we lost Will Sharp earlier doors, you know, Richard White in 2-year contract in the bag. We know he can play anywhere, but yeah, it was a blow to lose him.
Yeah, well, it was a blow because it's stuffed our interchange up a little bit. We had to think on the go a little bit more than what we normally do, but Rich slotted straight into the centres, and Crooksy, to his credit, jumped over on the wing, and yeah, it was good to see Crooksy do that.
What's the first prognosis with the injury to Will Sharp?
I believe it's a medial ligament knee. I'm not sure of the grading of it, but he wasn't right to come back on.
Obviously an early doubt for next week.
Yeah, we'll wait to get scans, but you don't come back on today. I'd like to think we've got a week off after that, so I'd say he would miss next week.
Any other knocks, Peter, or too early to tell?
Nah, too early. We just sat and had a real good chat in the dressing room then about, yeah, things that we need to do better.
And then individual performances, Peter. Again, your skipper was going forward from minute 1 to minute 8.
Yeah, he's very good, and that's why we've pushed his contract out. And Richard Whiting's clever, Danny Tickle's going well. Joe Westerman got plenty of game time today, so it's good to see him, you know, getting back in there and getting plenty of game time under his belt.